Sure, there must be something better to do than that. Just because... Sure. Since we're all here, I'll join you and try and have a good time.
It's called talking to myself. I think I'll pursue the theme of the poet reflecting on the writing of poetry in all its and in the various phases that I have had to face. I won't explain this poem to you, I'll just read it. About my being a poet, the trees certainly haven't expressed an interest, standing at a distance from me. I'd expect at least they'd try to learn something new besides growing their leaves, which by now is old stuff, and anyway, it's done by so many others. The poet knows whereof he writes and is the prophet of the now and the future, it has been said. Wouldn't these trees want to know what they'll be doing in 100 years, as I can tell them? None even try, and I can tell them what they look like, and how they stand, and what's their name, and where they are, and what they actually do in summer and in winter, deaf, dumb, and happy as they are. Not happy, simply willing to go on as always. Not even willing, just doing what comes naturally. It's baffling, and I'm lonely writing this, unimportant to them, and to myself, perhaps, a tree of just another kind.